Hello guys, 欢迎来到每周三的15 Minutes Cafe 英语咖啡馆，喝一杯老师们的本周主题特调，一起探讨国际文化、时事、职涯、网络和音乐等多元主题，轻松吸收主题相关的词汇、惯用语和常用例句。我是周报时光机的 Patrick。
And guys, thank you for joining us on 15minutes.today. You are listening to 15 Minutes Cafe and you are listening to John.
Yes.
So when John and Patrick is...In the house, you guys know what we're gonna do. The previous episode, we talked about subway. So today, we are going to cover some idioms. But that's not all. We have a very special festival this week. So we are also going to give you a bonus. All right, some bonus content to tell you a little bit about the festivities this week. And so you can go and enjoy it. And for those of you who are enjoying the festivities, good for you. Please send us some photos and tag us, all right? And then we will also cover, most importantly, the idioms.
Yes, of course. So which country has this festival we're going to talk about?
Definitely not Taiwan. We're done with festivals.
Almost, yeah. Lantern Festival and white chocolate and Valentine's Day. Everything is coming. But now, April.
Yes. April, what festival? What festival?
Definitely not Tomb Sweeping Day, okay?
No, that's not a festival. That's a day for you to calm down, you know.
And go back to your ancestors.
Yeah, remember your ancestors, right?
Yeah.
Not a festival. Not... Oh, my ancestors passed away. Thank you very much, this party.
No, you can't do that. Really. But this festival, this country, is a little bit similar to Taiwan. Some of the foreigners, they kind of mix up with it. They think about Taiwan and Thailand.
That's right. And yours truly, myself, have experienced this. So I explained to my friends, I'm from Taiwan, and they all think it's from Thailand. Until very late in high school, they realized... Mm-hmm. Oh, Taiwan is not Thailand. Yeah, they couldn't tell.
But Taiwan is getting more famous recent years, right? Because of TSMC.
Well, for sure. And look, the IT sector in Thailand is also pretty strong. Some of our hard drives are also manufactured from Thailand. And motherboards and computer parts, also from Thailand. Pretty good. But most people, when they think about Thailand, they think about tourism. And when they think about Taiwan, we used to think about Taiwan, or foreigners think about Taiwan as in the other traditional Chinese Mandarin country, right? If you want to learn Chinese, if you want to learn real Mandarin Chinese, you go to Taiwan because we use traditional Chinese. And then other than that, they know, Taiwan is a gourmet island. So we love food. We are a foodie country.
Yes. Of course.
So we have fusion food, we have food from all cultures in Asia, and also we are also the leaders in Mandarin Chinese, or what we call Mando pop. Chinese pop, right?
Jay
Cho's from Taiwan, all right? And Ame. So we have had our fair share of cultural exports, okay. However, because of globalization, we fly to Tokyo like we are going to visit our grandma and grandpa. And these days, we fly to Bangkok like, again, you know, you're just visiting family. So no matter where you are right now, if you fly from Taiwan, it's 4 hour either way to, like, I would say 6 to 7 countries already. 4 hours in any direction, you can visit all sorts of different countries and enjoy different cultures. So we are definitely a hub. And that's where a lot of Taiwanese people during this time, if they already tomb swept, if I use the past tense for the verb, it doesn't exist, but I'm just
We know what it means.
Yeah. If you tomb sweep early, then you can enjoy the long weekend. You can fly to Bangkok and you enjoy the festivities. Then you can really party. What kind of party? It's the Water Splash Festival in English.
泼水节.
Yeah, in English, it's called the Water Splash Festival. However, it doesn't do it justice. We can't translate it like that because most people internationally should be known as the Songkran.
Songkran, yeah.
Yes, you have to pronounce it the right way, the Thai way.
Let me just try to introduce why it is called Songkran. What is the meaning of the Songkran?
Ooh, tell us.
Okay, 这个刚刚我们讲到这个节日就是泰国非常有名，大概在四月中哦，这个会出现的泼水节啦。当然，泼水节是一个中文的称法，其实它有另外一个名字。这个宋干节啊，这个名字其实 举凡像泰国、寮国啊、缅甸啊、柬埔寨这些国家，他们都会用这个名字，这是当地的传统新年哦。那 Songkran 这个名词其实是来自于梵文，意思就是改变、转移哦，这种感觉，这个是在它梵文的意思。
So it this whole the meaning behind it, Songkran means in English astrological passage. So it has something to do with the stars, right? And the calendar. And then obviously it evolved into transformation, as in going to the next level or going to the next place or changing. Yes. So almost, even for most foreigners don't, well, international travelers probably know, but most foreigners who don't travel this way, they probably don't know. It's almost like Lunar New Year's for us.
Yes.
The Songkran. Mm. Because it has that historical significance.
Yeah.
You know, follow the stars, follow the astrological passage, and then also evolved into transformation. So it's a new, fresh year. It's a new leaf.
Yes. 这个有点像是就我们中文讲的这种，一年的这个初始万象更新的那种感觉，一年的循环重新开始的感觉。But why? Why Songkran? If they mean like a new year started, why should we have water pouring around the street?
Well, okay, my guess is, at first, if I didn't read our, you know, transcript today, if I didn't read our script today, you know, I would think somebody, some guy commercialized it, right? I would assume some guy created it and made it fun, so it became a party, so you can sell stuff.
Just like the Valentine's Day.
So, at first, I guessed it was because of some businessman.Mm-hmm. And then when I read our script, I thought, oh, interesting. So there's some Buddhist connotation to it.
他们还是有这个佛教的一些元素在里面哦。因为据说这个水啊，水这个资源在泰国傣族，就是当地的这个传统民族的文化里面，其实有这个纯净啊、纯洁啊、洁净的象征。所以这个水呢，有点像是我把水泼到你身上去帮你洗涤掉你过去的一些厄运啊、负能量。那随着这个时代演变，当然为了要欢乐的气息嘛，就像刚刚姜老师提到的，可能会加入一些节庆的感觉，所以大家就互相的泼水啊，然后有一种玩乐同乐的一种气氛就出现。
So if you follow like your mom, right, to one of those temples, and then you do the Buddhist festival, the you can see they also have this ritual where they bath the Buddha, right? They have a little Buddha figurine, and then you bath the Buddha. So to signify purity and cleansing. So on the one hand, historically, with the calendar, with the astrology,It's the calendar. It's the old calendar. It's from one calendar to the next. So movement of time, right? Yeah. And then, of course, from a cultural or religious perspective, it's about cleansing. It's about purity. So they mix the two together. So this day, if you want a fresh new year, you cleanse, right? You start fresh, you cleanse. And then once you put these two together and you have people selling water guns and
water balloons,
and, you know, all these things that help you fight, you know, have water fights, you guys go ahead, right? You guys go ahead. And Thailand is always hot.
Oh, yeah,
kind of humid, kind of hot. So having this water fight...on the streets or this kind of celebration somewhere as an event in Thailand, it kind of makes sense. You can put everything together and it makes sense.
Yeah, exactly.
But in Taiwan, if we start pouring water, you know, not always hot.
Oh, yeah, of course. the timing, April, 这有时候这个如果清明节没有下雨啊, we have lack of the water. We need some water after that. So 如果你这样在路上玩水,可能会被人家讨厌了。
That's right. So in Taiwan, you can't really put this together.
Yes.
So we don't have water splash festivities the same way.
Okay. So let's say another tradition they will have is that they will wash the Buddhas.
Yes. We do that in May, I believe. We do that in May, the Buddhist anniversary, the birth of Buddha, apparently. Yes. You have to bath Buddha, and that's somewhere in May. And I know some...religious groups, they would hold the festivities on Mother's Day some sort. They say the second week of May is also, it's not only Mother's Day, International Mother's Day, but also the Buddha's Day.
就浴佛这件事情在泰国是一个非常重要的庆典、
yes.
因为本身就是有一点像是会一样跟前面提到这个洗涤掉一些厄运负能量，然后帮助这些佛像去到新的一年的那种感觉，其实都是他们当地非常重要的一个庆典。
Yeah. So water and rituals in Buddhism is a very, it's like a core ritual.
Yeah.
Right? Water. Purifying, cleansing, water. So you take a shower before you go to the temple, right?
Yeah.
You cleanse yourself before you celebrate the Buddhist anniversary, whatever the case may be. So it's part of not only the Dai culture, the Dai tribe culture. I think it's for most of the Asian cultures, it carries that meaning. Yeah, if you think about the Indians too, they go to the river and they cleanse themselves.
Oh yeah, 这个恒河也是印度很重要的一个文化。
There we go, but I mean, we can't go to the Geelong River or the Danshui River and do that. It's not a thing, right?
Yeah.
But modernized way is you take a shower before you go to the temples, before you go and pray or you do any rituals or worship.
Exactly.
Okay, so that is the Songkran. Okay, has to do with water splash. So when we talk about water splash, we can talk a lot of water-related idioms.
Oh, yes, exactly.
In English, water has a ton of idioms, and we're going to share just three today. But if you guys want more, let us know. Send us a member's request, okay? And then we will do more next time. So let's start with the idioms today. Let's start off with the most common one. And I use it quite frequently, to be honest. Yeah, and my clients also like this one. When you grow up and you join the workplace, not every day is a good day. There are some days that are not that great. Some days are good, some days are not so good, and some days are the worst. That's part of growing up. So let's talk about the first idiom. It's in hot water or in deep water. Okay, in hot water or in deep water. Let's talk about in hot water first. If someone is in hot water, or I am in hot water, right? The Japanese perception is, wow, you're enjoying yourself. You are enjoying the hot spring. But from the West, hot water is not nice. That means you've been cooked, right? Imagine you are in this big pot and you've been cooked. Okay, you're not in the hot tub or hot bathtub. You are in just hot water being cooked. So it doesn't mean it's good. Okay, so if you're in hot water or someone is in hot water or the project is in hot waters, then ouch, something going on there. Not a good day.
A big trouble, right?
Yeah. And then, of course, that's hot water. But, you know, the word hot has many connotations. We can call a girl hot as well.
Oh, yeah.
Right? And your chili hot pot is hot as well.
Hmm.
So what is another variation we can use? You can also be in deep water.
Oh.
Imagine you jump into the pool. You are in the deep end. You are in the deep water. Uh-oh. What do? You are swimming for your life. You are surviving. You are like, wow, I'm drowning. You're swimming for your life. So we've got these two variations. Long time ago, I used a lot of deep water. And hot water works, but it's still kind of old. Still a little old. Before my time. So I would say people from the 90s and 2000s, deep water is more relevant. Yeah, if somebody's in deep waters. Visually, it makes more sense. In hot water, now most people enjoy onsen, hot spring, in Beito.
Yeah.
Different meaning.
So can we change the word? Can we replace hot with boiling, like in boiling water?
In boiling water, yeah. But I would want to go the next level, right? I got burnt.
Psst. Ah, okay.
So that's a different idiomatic expression. When you get burnt, you get hurt.
Yes.
So I got hurt. I made a mistake. I got hurt.
Mm.
So I got burnt. If you are in boiling water, then why don't you get out?
Oh, yeah. It hurts. Hurts a lot.
Yes. Okay. Why don't you get out? But if you're in deep water or you're in hot water, you just happen to only realize, uh-oh, the water is kind of hot. The water is kind of
deep. The situation is getting terrible, right?
Yeah, it's getting worse and you're swimming for
it. Okay.
So that's that's the idea there. And let's talk about the sample sentence, okay?
Okay.
Let's go with the sample sentence here. The company was in deep water after the financial scandal was exposed. Okay, deep water, survival, all right? And here's another one. After breaking the expensive vase, John found himself in hot water with his wife.
Oh, yeah.
So I broke the vase, and I found myself in hot water with my wife.
Oh, what kind of vase is that?
Well, technically, this should be the reverse, because my wife broke my figurine toy, so she was in hot water with me.
Ouch.
Yeah. You know, your favorite figurine, your Iron Man figurine, you know, and my wife's like, oh, it's kind of cute.
Yeah.
And the arm broke. Ooh, I cried. Oh my gosh.
Okay, so the water's degree is rising.
Not a very nice situation. Let's put it this way. So that's in hot water or in deep water.
Okay.
All right. And I think for kids, teenagers, when you get into trouble, this is perfect contextual idiomatic expression you can use, right? You tell your friends, hey, what happened to you yesterday? No, I was in deep water with my mom. Something happened.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. So what's the next idiom, Patrick?
Okay, the next one is related to an animal, a duck.
A duck?
A duck.
Not fish, because we think water is fish, but water,
yeah,
duck.
But,
okay.
But duck works. Can swim, right? Yeah, so the animal is duck. So the idioms is said like a duck to water.
Oh, okay. Fair, because I was thinking of the other one, which is almost the opposite of the one that you just shared. So like a duck to water, right? You got a picture. If you throw a duck in water, what does the duck do? The duck is not shocked. The duck is enjoying it.
Yeah.
Ducks technically don't like to walk on land.
Oh,
because it's really, really hot. It burns their feet.
Yeah.
All right. So the opposite, though, is like fish out of water. Imagine you take fish out of water. What happens? You're like...
they drown.
Yeah,
right?
You're drowning. You are not in a good place. You're in the wrong place. So when you go to, for example, you and I, we hang out one day, right? And I say, hey, Patrick, let's go to a club this Friday night. We go there and we both feel like fish out of the water.
Yeah, I agree.
We won't survive. We don't know what to do. It's not our place, right? We're not good dancers. We don't know how to pick up girls. We know nada. We go there and we are just out of place.
Yes.
You're in the wrong place. So the opposite, we got like a duck to water, meaning, well, simple, natural. And then the opposite is like fish out of water.
Ah, yes. Okay. Yeah, it's easy to understand the like a dog to water is 与生俱来的意思.
Naturally. You would do it naturally.
Okay, so the example sentence is, although it was her first time skiing, Sarah took to it like a duck to water.
Yeah, Sarah skied like a duck to water. It's her first time, but she skied like a duck to water.
So really, there's a person or many people that ski like they're talented skiing?
Yeah. If you, some people ride bicycles very quickly.
Oh, really?
Same thing. Some people balance very well.
Oh, balance is not my skill.
Exactly. Right? For me, it took a while. I can ride the bicycle pretty well. I can ski, but again, it doesn't mean I didn't have to learn. But some people could just put on their roller skates and skate.
I still can't ski.
It's fine. You have to give yourself a couple of opportunities. You know, go to the baby ski slope and have them coach you for a little bit. And then go to the baby ski slope and ski a couple of... Just ski like a short slope by yourself. And then once you can ski sort of a meter, you extend it to 3 meters and then you extend it to 5 meters and you extend it longer. Then once you get the feel of it, then go take the ride up to the top of the slope and ski down. You'll see you won't feel that anxious.
Oh, so it comes to practice makes perfect.
You got to take baby steps, right? If you cannot always look at the other people skiing and say, oh, I want to do snowboarding. I will never be like that guy. If you think about it, you just arrived at the ski resort. So how do you expect to be like the expert in 5 minutes? You can't.
Yeah.
You shouldn't. That's the wrong expectation. So, like a duck to water, also, in a sense, you got to think, where's your water, right? If you find your water, you are like a duck to water.
Everyone has their talents. You just have to find it.
Yeah, you don't need to be a fish. You don't need to be an eagle. You don't need to be a polar bear. You can be a duck.
Yes.
Right?
Okay.
Be a good duck. Yeah, be the best duck you can be. All right. So the next idiom we want to share today is a drop in the bucket.
Oh.
A drop in the bucket.
Yes.
All right. So what does a drop in the bucket mean?
Easy to imagine, right? One drop of the water, it drops into the bucket.
Okay. So if you want to fill the bucket up, you wouldn't drip, 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 drip. It'll take
a long time. Yes.
So you would have, you know, once you fill the bucket up and you start dripping, that drip is really, really small. It contributes very little.
Yes.
So a drop in the bucket, where can we use this?
可能中文的话就会想到这个微不足道。Right? 这个感觉就好像、
right.
哦、我的一些付出好像都是那种非常细微的东西、
okay.
让人家没有感觉的。
So listen to this. I got an interesting one, Patrick.
Mm-hmm.
So my mom's red envelope over Lunar New Year is like a drop in the bucket.
Oh. Like $10? That's very, very, very small drop.
You know what I mean? Growing up, you always look at the red envelope and you're like, oh my God. Every year, I am growing older and there's inflation and there are certain needs. I gotta go to the movies. I gotta go to the mall. I gotta buy t-shirts and all my friends are buying Jordans.
Oh.
And this is what you give me for red envelope this year? It's a drop in the bucket.
Yes.
It's nothing.
Hmm.
Yeah, this won't even buy a third of a Jordan shoe, or I can't even buy one shoe. Okay, so I guess you guys can relate. You know, think about when you're young and you open the red envelope and you're just disappointed. It's a drop in the bucket.
Yeah, and some of the parents took away your red envelope. They said, I will save it for you.
Look, if it's a lot of money, I would say, go ahead, it's fine. But if it's a drop in the bucket and you take it away, it's probably worse.
Oh, yeah.
It's not a hell of a lot of money and you're taking it away from me.
You not only take away my money, you also take away my soul, right? I'm ready to consume something that I want, but there's no more money. You took it away.
Well, you know, it's sad childhood, right? All right.
Okay.
So very interestingly, I just want to quickly pitch in here and say this idiom is probably one of the oldest idioms out there.
Oh, really?
Yes, because the origins possibly could be traced to the Bible.
Oh, the Bible. 圣经啊。
Yeah, the King James version of the Bible. So in Isaiah 40, 15, okay, 40 verse 15, they use the phrase, a drop of a bucket. They used it in the Bible. And eventually it became an idiomatic expression over time. So this is interesting because you from biblical scripture, you see it being used.
Yeah.
Already.
Long, long time ago.
Yeah. So that's kind of interesting.
Hmm.
So technically, back in the day, if you travel South Africa or Australia, for us, these new immigrants, right, kids, we're not Catholic. We're not, you know, Christians. So, but schools are Catholic or schools are Christian. So you go to school and you also do Sunday school. You also follow the prayers and you do everything. And then we also have Bible studies.
Oh.
You know, it's part of school.
Yes.
So a lot of the English, the old, old traditional English, I learned from Bible studies, not from Shakespeare. My first impression of these old ancient English or that old grammatical structure is from the Bible.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. Not from Shakespeare or poetry. Oh. That came very late. That was early high school. We started doing poetry and Shakespeare and, you know, all the Victorian stuff.
Mm.
But Bible studies gave you like a very quick view of what English was like thousands of years ago.
Oh.
Mm.
I never studied about Bible, but my reading stuff is like more like comic books or fairy tales.
Yes, yes. That too. I mean, we grow up with that. But in schooling, you will see that Bible actually helps reading as well. That was the beginning of reading.
Oh.
If you go to Bible studies, what do? You read.
Yeah.
And most of the verses in the Bible are about stories of Jesus. So even if you don't, even if you're not religious, even if you're not Christian, it's good story.
Yeah.
It's stories that teach you about something, about morality, about what is good and bad.
Okay.
Yeah. So, I mean, reading needn't come with reading. You can do comic book reading. You can do Bible reading. You can do scripture reading. You can do appreciation of the old writing, okay? Aged writing or different era writing and poetry, poems, fiction, nonfiction. Everything can be part of what you explore in English.
I think it's totally the same in learning Mandarin.
Yeah, if you learn any language, if you don't put this discriminatory goggle over your eyes, you know, if you don't look at, oh, it's the Bible and I'm not Christian, so I don't read the Bible. It doesn't have to. It's just reading, right? Just information. It's just reading. And you will see a lot of similarities in a lot of cultures once you start doing these cross-cultural, cross-disciplinary reading. You will see that humans are humans. So, coming back, here are the sample sentences. So, donating a few dollars to charity is commendable, but it's just a drop in the bucket compared to what is needed. So, if you think about it, a lot of people now, we are doing a lot of fundraising and donations for people in Gaza, right? Yeah, but what they need from us and what we can provide is just a drop in the bucket.
Yes.
A very, very sticky situation there. And then, of course, another sample sentence. I gave you guys another context, you know, when you were young and you look at your red envelope and it feels like a drop in the bucket for what you need. Right? Yes. You wanted Jordans, but your mom gave you a big fat red envelope of $100 NT.
Oh.
Then you cry. then you cry. You were expecting the blue ones.
No, it's the red ones.
Yeah, it's the red ones. Yes, and you start crying because you don't know when you will be able to get your Jordans.
Maybe like 10 red envelopes or more. Yeah, you need more envelopes to buy your Jordan.
Yeah. So that's the idiom. Let's quickly recap, Patrick.
Okay, so the first one we're talking about today is in hot water or in deep water.
Right. So if you don't like hot water, you can say in deep water.
Yeah, and the Chinese way we talk it about, 就是中文的意思就是水深火热之中啦,深陷这个非常棘手的一个情况里面。
That's right, a difficult situation.
Yes.
And the next idiom?
Okay, the next one is like a duck to water. Okay, 与生俱来。
Like a duck to water, duck go to water, very natural,
yes,
safe. And the bonus one is like fish out of water.
Totally opposite one. Yeah.
Yeah, that's the opposite.
Yes.
All right. And the last one for today?
Okay, the last one, a drop in the bucket.
A drop in the bucket. So think about the money you need to give your wife happiness, right? So you are, what we make on a monthly basis is a drop in the bucket to make my wife happy.
Oh my God. 这个就是微乎其微微不足道的意思. Yeah, yeah. We have to work harder, you know.
Yes.
Make the drop bigger and bigger and bigger.
So Patrick, have you noticed every time I create sample sentences, I go negative? You know why?
Why?
Because then you remember it more.
Oh, it's more.
If it's a happy story, then you don't remember it. If it's something negative, if it's painful, if it's pain you're trying to avoid, you tend to remember it better. Yeah.
The tragedy is always more easy to be remembered.
Yes.
Yes.
All right, guys. So thank you for joining us today. That's all the time we got for you today. So remember, use these idioms tomorrow. Try and think of a context or a situation where you can use these idioms.
Yes.
Obviously, we would encourage positive usage.
Oh, of course.
However, some of these idioms, they come better in describing negative situations. So well, if you're blessed and you don't have any negative situations ever or negative experiences ever, then no problem. Good for you. Then imagine it. Imagine the negative situation, right? But for those of you who grew up, you know, painful, battered.
That's so sad. We're talking about these idioms. We have to make them feel sad and feel negative.
Okay, so if you have had a rough childhood, okay, these idioms are for you.
Okay. But we're trying to be more optimistic, right? We have to face our lifetimes. Yeah.
No, you know what, Patrick? Mm. Just because we had tough childhood doesn't mean our adulthood has to also to be tough.
Oh.
That's why we're having fun. We're doing podcasts. We're collecting figurines, right?
Yeah.
We're playing with Iron Man figurines. All these things to make you happy.
Yeah. Find a way to make yourself happy.
Exactly. We are an adult now. You gotta make yourself happy. So guys, enjoy the rest of the day. We hope you enjoy the Songkran if you are enjoying it. And if you're not, maybe make a plan. Go to Thailand. Yeah, enjoy the Songkran. Okay,
yes.
If you don't have to tomb sweep. And for the rest of you who have to tomb sweep, enjoy it as well. You know, spend time with family and give yourself the happy time. All right. So guys, we'll catch you next week, same time, same place on 15 Minutes Cafe. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.